We interrupt this program
to bring you Vikings Betline, the one show where you get to react to how the Purple played right away.
Right away.
Call in now with your thoughts on the game. 651-646-8255. This is Vikings Betline.
I don't even take my medicine.
Presented by Red Cow and Red Rabbit.
I don't know if this passing game can carry them.
Now, alongside the superstar Mike Morris.
So much fun to watch.
I just don't know what the problem is.
Here's Phil Mackey.
Dump off, catch by Murray. Murray's got room. Murray down the sideline on a catch and run. Out of the pocket, Keenum will do it himself. Keenum still going, tripped up as Keenum takes it into Cincinnati territory. Second and goal. Murray, he's in. Latavius Murray, touchdown Vikings. Dalton sets and throws, intercepted, picked off by Kendricks. Eric Kendricks looking for the angle, dives to the end zone, touchdown Vikings. And that's going to do it for Case Keenum. Teddy Bridgewater is back.
All right, Vikings, perhaps with their most dominant performance of the season, in a 34-7 absolute beatdown of the lifeless Cincinnati Bengals. And we will take your phone calls. The superstar Mike Morris and Phil Mackey. We're also streaming live on Facebook.com/1500ESPN. The phone numbers are as follows. 651-646-8255. 877-615-1500. 34-7. Vikings win the division. And now they scoreboard watch. Eagles and Giants coming down to the wire with 5 minutes to go. And Vikings hoping that the Giants can come back and pull off a victory in there. Let's go right to the phone lines here, superstar.
Let's do it.
With Ben in Florida. You are on Vetline, 651-646-8255. What's up, Ben?
Guys, nothing much. I would talk about the about this game and how dominant this team were, but the Bengals are terrible. The Vikings are division champions. You can't ask for much more than that. I am really excited Teddy Bridgewater got to play. Even though he didn't complete a pass, I don't care. He got meaningful snaps. This team pretty much got everything it wanted out of this game. And speaking of quarterbacks that hadn't played in a long time, if I'm the Green Bay Packers, why in the world did they rush Aaron Rodgers out there? He didn't look good. The team doesn't look good. They look like they're about to lose to Carolina. And now I kind of wonder, is that game going to even be, are the Packers are probably going to get eliminated from playoff contention today. But, because I don't think an 8-8 football team is making the playoffs. So, but I am more excited about that game now than I was earlier. So, good job to the Vikings for the division champion.
Yeah, Ben, thanks for the phone call. That update on the Packers game, they're down 31-24 right now. They just scored a touchdown. And so, 2:43 left. It kind of depends. I'm sure they're going to go for an onside kick, but it looks like they're going to lose to Carolina, superstar.
That would hurt my feelings. Wait. I would wait. Hold on. I didn't really just say that. I really want, you know what? If they won that game, and they could still win it. I mean, they could. You said it was
31-24. So
okay, they can't win it.
Well, they have a chance. They can get the ball back.
But here's the thing: if he shows up here, then he shows up here. I'm not going to worry about Aaron Rodgers showing up here with everything on the line. If you want to win a Super Bowl, I've said this on yours and Judd's show a couple times here on Bentline several times. If you're planning on or even talking about a Super Bowl, you have to go through the best teams, and you have to take them all down, every single one of them, if you want a ring that says World Championship on it. That's all there is to it. You're going to face the AFC someday too, and there are great teams over there on that side of it. Bring on Aaron Rodgers and a really mediocre Green Bay team into our place, we go to their place and let's just see what happens. It doesn't matter. Line up anyone you want. We'll play them in the Pizza Hut parking lot.
with some stuffed crust.
Yeah, exactly.
Some comments coming in here. And by the way, we have open phone lines right now. So if you have thoughts on this dominant Vikings victory, does this make you feel better about their chances to win a Super Bowl? Packers just got the onside kick, by the way. So that's interesting. Eagles and Giants coming down to the wire. So your thoughts on Teddy Bridgewater coming back into the mix today? 651-646-8255. 877-615-1500. Some comments here on our Facebook page, Star. Kevin says, nice to see Teddy. Hopefully we'll all now see that Case Keenum should start. I don't think that's even really a debate anymore. Paul says still sloppy with the penalties, but a good bounce back win. And then several people just typing Skoll and Teddy into the comments section.
It's good. It's a moral victory for Teddy Bridgewater and for us to see him get out there again. And for his teammates. You could see how much his teammates were wanting him to get in there finally and to get to play in a game. You could see how Keenum was reacting to Bridgewater going in. I mean, it's because they're such a great team and the unity in that locker room apparently so strong. And Keenum is for Bridgewater. Teddy's been for Keenum the whole time. We know that. It's a good thing to see that kind of chemistry built into this team. I mean, it really is a cool thing when Teddy goes out there and he gets the kind of ovation he got. He couldn't even hear. He had to at home. He had to plug his ears to hear the play.
Yeah.
And I felt good for him going in the game. I was scared. Could have made a point for not putting him in the game. There was another good point for getting Keenum out of there and letting Teddy take a few snaps and keeping Keenum safe from a whatever could happen. And so it turned out to be a really good moment for Teddy.
Here's another question for you guys to call in. We'd love your thoughts on. Is Case Keenum good enough to win you a Super Bowl? Because that's the ultimate goal here. You're not guaranteed that all of this is going to be together next year, that, you know, Pat Shurmur might be gone. You're never guaranteed to carry over success from one season to the next unless you have Tom Brady or an elite Hall of Fame quarterback, a Drew Brees or somebody. So 651-646-8255. 877-615-1500. You can also drop comments in the comment section on Facebook. Red Cow and Red Rabbit are the official sponsors powering Vikings Vent Line. Just before we get back to the phone lines here, yeah, I think Case Keenum he's put up this steady performance week after week where he'll give you like two passes that you kind of cringe at, but for the most part, he is working so well within the constructs of this offense. And he's finding guys wide open yards after the catch. Jerick McKinnon is standing over the wide open. He's not missing that, right? He's finding Thielen and Diggs, and he's going to his star players. And they're good in the red zone. They're good on third down. They're doing everything you could ever ask. So I hope that today was just a good feel-good Teddy Bridgewater comes back after 2 years, catastrophic injury. It should be nothing more than that. He's alive. His leg is intact. I mean, that's what today meant. But Case Keenum is the guy. Do you think they can win a Super Bowl with Case Keenum?
I do. I absolutely. If they want to catch the ball for him, I've seen some games, not very many, but a few games where they just weren't catching the ball very well, but he's putting it on the mark. It's never been because of Case Keenum. He had the 1-2 interception game. Was it last week or the week before that? He's had actually two of them where he's only had 6 or 7 interceptions completely all season long anyway, but you can have those kind of days. The bottom line is that whenever it's on the line, he finds a way to get the team back in. As long as they catch the ball for him, he's not been the problem. I mean, here's a guy that's a real deal quarterback. And I understand, like you and I both talk about this all the time, Phil, is that when we look at that stat in college and we say, is this right? I mean, you have to take a double take at it that Case Keenum is the all-time leading passer in college history. And I get it. I do. I completely get it. He's a cool customer. He's somewhat of a gunslinger. He'll throw the ball in anywhere. He threads the needle right down the seam routes. A lot of the tough throws, he'll put it right down the chimney. I'm telling you, he's a talented passer. He doesn't make big mistakes, but he can make big plays, and he doesn't make many mistakes. I think he can with this kind of defense, too. I think he can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Some comments on our Facebook live feed right now, facebook.com/1500ESPN. Paul says, yes, Case is good enough. He doesn't turn over the ball. And with our defense, that's all we need. Nick says, I've never heard from a media outlet that's hanging. I've never heard from a media outlet that's hanging on the jock of one single player so hard. Teddy Chicken Legs Bridgewater looked like a baby squirrel in the middle of 35W with traffic bearing down on him and was shaking like a baby leaf before he threw the interception. Teddy will never start a game for the Vikings. Teddy will never throw another touchdown in the National Football League. And this comment goes on and on for a long time.
Does that guy does he live in Wisconsin?
I don't know.
I mean, where do these kinds of people come from? Whoever said that's an idiot. They're just flat out idiot. They don't know anything about football. Number one, Teddy Bridgewater, for the eye test, he passes it for me. I mean, it looks like he's put on some decent weight and in his legs too, by the way. I mean, people, where they come from, I don't know where they come from, but the ones who say stuff like that are just idiots.
Yeah, you know, I agree. That's an absurd comment.
Just stay off of Twitter if that's all you got.
How about Lubomir chimes in here? And you pointed this out early in the game. In the first quarter, you pointed this out. We were watching in the prep room down the hallway. Lubomir says, can you think of a team more checked out than the Bengals today? And the way you put it was they all had 1,000-mile stares on their faces in the first quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, they just weren't in the game. They weren't in the moment. They were daydreaming. Yeah. What does that look?
It's almost like their coach went to the media and leaked that he wasn't going to come back after the year and then didn't tell his team first. Oh, that's what happened. The team found out via pregame shows that their coach was going to step down after the season. Probably not the best way to handle
it. I'm telling you, I've never seen a team that early in the game not in, just not connected. Not just, they're not in. No one's in. And then he goes for it on 4th and 1 with 4 minutes almost to go in the first quarter. And they miss on it. And it was on their 38-yard line, not ours. Their 38-yard line that early in the game. 14-0, I get it. But then they don't do it the rest of the game on any part of the field. What is that?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
It was a white flag. Before the game was over, they waved the white flag.
I give up.
Twins Anonymous, you're on with superstar Mike Morris and Phil Mackey. It's Vikings Vent Line, and we have 4 open phone lines right now. 651-646-8255, 877-615-1500. Can the Vikings win a Super Bowl with Case Keenum is one of the questions we're kicking around. What's up, Twins Anonymous?
Why can't they win a Super Bowl without Case Keenum? Let's start there.
Yeah,
That's what I thought. Horace!
Yeah, what do you want?
You know, it's funny. It's listening to you compliment somebody else's leg. What do you know about it? you ever heard of Leg Day, Morris? I see bigger legs than a bucket of chicken.
Oh, good God. What the hell's going on here anyway? For God's sakes. Keenum, they can win the whole thing with Keenum. Chicken legs, I'll have some.
But with this defense, why can't they? And
yeah, absolutely.
You guys were talking about it a little bit last week, and I wasn't able to get in and harass you. But, I mean, how beat up your defense was after the Falcons game in 98, they wouldn't have had anybody left. These guys seem like they're relatively healthy on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean their depth is like no other we've had here in a long time. I mean, if someone goes down, you got another guy that can go with fresh legs that is a player. And so I really do think you can have that conversation. You can talk Super Bowl right now. This team you were supposed to beat today, you beat them handily. You got Bridgewater in for some reps. I'm talking about a team that is supposed to demolish a defeated Cincinnati team that rolled in here, and you did. I can see what's going to happen now because this team is exactly who we thought they were, Denny Green. Just to go throw a Denny Green one in there too. But I think that we've got a real team here. We have good leadership. I only worry about one thing, talking legs here, the kicker. The kicker bothers me. That chicken leg may not do it.
I don't know.
I mean, he scares the hell out of me.
Dude made a bomb from 50-plus yards today, purposely uses the backboard, the bank in shot there. I don't know. He called bank. I heard him call bank.
I didn't hear him call it. Well, if he called it, that was good. That was a good field.
Yeah, he shouted it out as the ball was being snapped.
Oh, he did?
I don't know if you saw that. Yeah. Yeah, they showed a replay. But,
I'm fine with him then. If he's that tricky. Little trick shot.
People are chiming in here. We're getting a lot of comments on Facebook. Christian says, Teddy Bridgewater, not that Christian. This is a Christian Peterson, not a Christian Ponder. Teddy Bridgewater on that first pass play didn't look so good in the pocket, though. He felt like he had to move on the run, but he was fine. And that's the thing. And you've played in the NFL for a decade and a half. Chances are if you take 2 years off from regular season NFL football and then all of a sudden you jump back in, imagine not having driven a car on the freeway for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
First time you get behind the wheel again, oh my God, everyone's going 75 miles an hour. I need to get used to this again, right?
It's so fast.
And he looked like that. He looked like the walls were caving in, but they really weren't.
If you had a leg that did what it did to him in practice 2 years ago, and you can, all those thoughts and all those memories that he's trying to overcome and that it can be a good leg again for football, a good football knee. It still has to happen where you go out there in the middle of all those big bodies flying around and you're not worried somehow about your knee getting bumped or someone falling into the side of your knee again or all this work and all this time that you've spent rehabbing that knee hour upon hour upon hour with Sugarman or whomever else to get that knee right and to feel good about it, to think it's going to hold up in traffic. That's what he was going through out there. I mean, you have those feelings and those thoughts. You got to get that out of your head to be a football player again. Otherwise, you're still just a patient, and you're a rehabbing patient football player. It's hard to do. I've had to go through a bad knee, not nearly as bad as his, but I did an ACL, MCL reconstruction, and it was bad. It was hard to overcome that. But I think if there's anyone that could do it, it's him. And I wish him the best. I was glad to see him out there today, and also a little bit scared.
Yeah. We kind of called this in the first half, that this is going to be a blowout game. The Bengals are checked out. There's not a whole lot to be mad about. And there's just not the only storyline today that was new was probably the Teddy Bridgewater storyline. Mm-hmm. So if you guys have big picture thoughts on the Vikings, you can get in right now. Vikings Vent Line, 651-646-8255, 877-615-1500. Red Cow and Red Rabbit are powering this, and we're scoreboard watching here. It's second and goal. Giants throwing a pass that's tipped, so it'll be third and goal, under a minute to go. Giants down by 5 to the Eagles. If the Giants score a touchdown here, the Vikings and Eagles will be tied with an 11-3 record, and I believe the Eagles would still have the tiebreaker.
We have it.
The Vikings have it.
I think we have it. I think we have it. I'm pretty sure. I've seen that whole scenario weighed into by the guys on NFL Network, and I they've told me, at least through my viewing, that the Viking twice, they made mention of it twice.
So. Did they just tell you or the whole audience?
They called me directly.
Did they? Okay. Kurt Warner just picked up the phone during the pregame show?
No, it was the NFL Network. I'm connected.
Of course
you are. I'm in the NFL Network. I don't mean Kurt Warner. Yeah, they called me.
Marshall Faulk didn't leave a harassing voicemail.
Well, he did talk to me a little bit, and what he had to say was inappropriate.
Those inappropriate text messages. More comments.
So I think
here.
We're in good shape. And by the way, the Packers got beat.
Yeah, they did. It's official now. Packers go down to the Carolina Panthers. So the Packers, the Vikings win the division, and the Packers, I don't know if they're mathematically eliminated yet, because if the Seahawks were to lose to the Rams today, there's still some things that could happen, but the Packers are on their last legs when it comes to playoffs. I don't know what that means for Aaron Rodgers playing next week. He did not look 100%.
Fourth and goal here for the Giants.
And this is
big
it.
Play. This is a big play right here, Nakia.
Fourth and goal from the 6 for the Giants.
Playoff if they implications, score a that's touchdown what they told me when they called me.
651-646-8255, 877-615-1500, 18 flags on the field. Real quick while we wait for the next play. Latavius Murray, another touchdown, 76 yards on the ground, and Jerick McKinnon, 7 receptions for a $114 today. They have found a perfect complement with their backup running backs after Dalvin Cook went down. Jerick McKinnon through the air, and Latavius Murray just sort of grinding clock as the Vikings have a lead in the second half.
How many carries did he have today?
20 carries.
That's a pretty good day, though.
For 76 yards, grinding clock, had a touchdown, had a couple big runs.
McKinnon through the air. An extension of the running game. And he is pretty good in open space. Here's the game on the line, right, by the way, called by PMAC.
I don't know if I can legally call it, so I'll just describe what happens after the fact. Eli back of the end zone, and it is incomplete. Receiver looking for flags. It looks like the Eagles are going to hang on.
He's not going to get one. No flag there.
The Eagles, it looks like. Now, the Giants have 3 timeouts left, so they could get the ball back on a punt with not much time left, but it looks like the Eagles are going to hang on a game above the Vikings with 2 games left in the regular season. Here's the thing, though. The NFC playoff bracket is so loaded.
It is.
Just because if the Vikings get that 2 seed, the Eagles aren't guaranteed to get to the NFC championship game. With Nick Foles as the starter, you never know. They could lose to a Russell Wilson Seahawks team
easily.
In the divisional round. Or Newton Carolina Panthers team.
Anything. Anything can happen in the playoffs. I mean, if anyone knows, I know that. But you just need to get in. Get into the doggone playoffs, and then it's a different stack. It's a whole different stack of cards then. Totally. The playoff implications are huge. The pressure rises, the bar rises on intensity, and the hits get harder. It's more physical, and people play a different kind of game, and it's coached by a different level of coaches, too.
Jason chimes in on Facebook.com/1500ESPN, Vikings Vent Line. Our defense will have to go 2000 Baltimore Ravens mode to have Case Keenum give us the Super Bowl ring.
Who are you watching? What quarterback are you looking at?
It'll have to play well enough to overcome any potential bad throws and the opposing defenses may
capitalize. Where have all these bad throws been? Call in, knucklehead. I mean, he's completing 70% of his passes almost. He's only got 7 picks on the entire damn year. Look up his line. He's got over 3,000 yards. I mean, ask Thielen or Diggs or Kyle Rudolph or Jarius Wright if they're having a problem with him.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a different era to 17 years ago, but Trent Dilfer was much more limited as a quarterback. Now, that Ravens defense was historically good. They pitched like 5 shutouts that year. It was incredible. But I mean, it's the offense to defense ratio. How good does if your defense is top 3, your offense doesn't have to be Drew Brees and the Saints, right?
Right.
And that's kind of where the Vikings defense resides. I think the way we get hung up on Case Keenum's past, and that should matter. The guy put out 5 years of very mediocre to backup quality football, but this is a different vehicle. It's a different infrastructure, and he's given you 3 really solid to even at some points MVP caliber play, and he's building a body of work with this particular team and this particular system. So I'm no longer as hesitant on Case Keenum as I was 2 months ago. I don't think he's Tom Brady. I don't think he's Drew Brees. He's not going to be the best quarterback in the NFC bracket.
He's a kid that's making a great play on the opportunity given to him. I mean, he's playing well. He's playing more than just well. He's playing solid football at a very high level, actually. I mean, if someone goes down and another guy gets an opportunity, it's very possible that a star can be born. Ask Kurt Warner. I mean, he wasn't drafted. I mean, we all know the story behind Kurt Warner. He got a chance. That's all he got. And I'm not saying he's Kurt Warner, but he's making the very best of an opportunity given to him. And I'll tell you what, Thielen and Diggs and Kyle Rudolph are in his corner because he's throwing the ball on the mark, on the money, really all season long. He's made some really tough throws.
Kurt Warner, I saw on NFL Network last weekend, got pretty offended when the panel brought up, hey, here's a blind quarterback test, quarterback A, quarterback B through 11 games. And they compared Case Keenum's numbers through 11 games this year to Kurt Warner's numbers through 11 games in 1999. And they were near identical.
Were they really?
Now, but Warner finished out with like 40 touchdown passes, and he hit the throttle late in the season, won the MVP and the Super Bowl. And Kurt Warner got like visibly offended and said, hey, it's been a great story. Finish it off. Finish it off with an MVP, a Super Bowl ring, and a Super Bowl MVP.
Oh.
Kind of calling out Case Keenum. And Kurt Warner's 1999 season was on a different level than what Case Keenum did.
It was incredible. The greatest show on turf. That was my last football game was against them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That was a great team. He had a lot. He had a surrounding cast. Case Keenum's never had a surrounding cast with any other team he's been with. This is a good one. A pretty good defense behind him to support him. And he's got some receivers. I don't know who's made who. I don't know if Keenum has made Thielen. I got to think that they're both hand in hand, very, very good at what they do. And I commend him for the effort that he's put into this season and the pressure that's been on him as the backup that's come in to do whatever work he's had to do to keep the team on track. He's a pretty good quarterback. He's way above average. I'll put it that way.
This is why we like having people. We have all of you guys listening and all of you commenting on Facebook, and we have open phone lines right now if you want to get in. 651-646-8255. 877-615-1500. We have our own set of statisticians and tiebreaker experts. Justin chimes in the comment section of Facebook. Atlanta wins tomorrow, and that eliminates the Packers. So the Packers they're hoping for combinations the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Everything.
And, so let's do
so
this.
So Atlanta plays tomorrow?
Atlanta plays tomorrow night, and if they win, the Packers are out. And if that happens, my guess is Aaron Rodgers probably sits against the Vikings.
I would think so.
Let's take a quick break here. Your last chance to get in. We have Patriots and Steelers coming up, and they're kicking off momentarily if they haven't already. We're going to bring you that game in progress, but almost in its full entirety when Vikings Vet Line is over. Your last chance to get in. 651-646-8255. 877-615-1500. Powered by Red Cow and Red Rabbit. He's the superstar. I'm Phil Mackey. It's Vikings Vet Line.
Here's what you might have missed on a recent episode of the Crafty Rogues podcast. You want to talk cricket?
You look like you want to bounce up and down like a cricket ball on a dodgy wicket.
No, I just want to get the cricket out of the way.
Yeah.
Gloating is bad.
Is it?
So I'll only
We've only got 2 listeners who are anyway interested.
I'll only gloat for a
Hang
couple
on
of minutes.
Before you get into the cricket.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm at home with my son.
Yes.
I'm like, he's like, what are we going to do, Dad? I'm like, I'm going to give you some cultural lessons. So I took him through some of the dodgy channels on the dodgy stick. We actually found the Minnesota Wild game on a Portuguese channel that was taking a feed from Minnesota. But further down the pecking order, I showed him some rugby. Yeah. He enjoyed that. We spent 20 minutes explaining that. Then I showed him cricket. He's like, ooh, what's that?
Yeah.
And then I explained it was the Ashes, and he fell asleep.
You lost him there?
Yeah.
You can find the Crafty Rogues on iTunes or wherever it is you find your podcasts. Download and subscribe today.
That'll do it.
The game's over. Now the fun begins. You've sat on your duff watching the Purple play. Time to get in the game with your reaction to how the Purple played.
Our run defense was just gas.
He seemed uncomfortable running out of the shotgun.
Put a team on the field that has no preparation.
You gotta find the middle linebacker.
This is Vikings Vetline, presented by Red Cow and Red Rabbit on 1500 ESPN.
Keenan has time. Connects. McKinnon. Big game. McKinnon. He's got major speed. McKinnon across the 30-yard line. Shotgun for Keenum. Keenum throws. End zone. It's caught by Diggs. Touchdown, Vikings. Dalton on first down. He throws. Juggled and intercepted by Niffman. The former Bengal comes up with the pick.
Yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals alarms must not have gone off at the hotel this morning because they didn't show up today. 34-7, and credit to the Vikings for doing what I think most people, superstar, expected, anticipated them to do. Come back off of a poor performance on the road, get back home for the first time in a month, and absolutely destroy a team that's about ready to blow it all up. Marvin Lewis, the news came out before the game, he's not coming back as Bengals coach. And they did it, 34-7. And if you take away that one big play by the Bengals, they were averaging 1.8 yards per play before the big third down, like 40-yard pass to midfield.
At one point, they actually put up a graphic in today's game. Eric Kendricks' touchdown return on an interception, I think, was 32 yards. I think at that point, in that same time during the game, the entire Bengal offense was 16 yards.
Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable. But we did what we were supposed to do. And if you don't do that today, I mean, if you come out of that game and somehow you squander that one and you play at their level, or you go to sleep and you just say, this is one we're supposed to win, and then you let that slide by, then I have no conversation with anybody about a Viking team that is on their way to a possible Super Bowl. I wouldn't even be talking like that.
Yeah, this was
but
a
they
hold,
did what they were supposed to.
It was a hold serve game, and they did that in the NFC. 651-646-8255. Your last segment to get your phone calls in here on Vikings Vet Line. We'll start with Baxter in Bloomington. What's up, Baxter?
Yeah, I was wondering if the Packers are eliminated by the time we play them, would they start Rodgers anyway just to screw up our home field advantage? I know the turf's going to be awfully hard. It's supposed to be colder than heck there on Saturday night. So,
Star, what do you think? My guess is they wouldn't play Aaron Rodgers if they were out.
I think that would be a mistake. I really do. He didn't look ready today. I mean, for the few plays we got to watch on Red Zone, he didn't look very good. I think he had three picks too, didn't he?
Three picks, under throwing.
I think that what you do is you have to know and understand that your team isn't much of a team without him. So with the season being gone and being eliminated for the last two games, I can't see why they would do that. There's just nothing to gain from it. But there's a hell of a lot to lose.
Yeah.
A hell of a lot that you could lose by getting him hurt or maimed again and never being himself again.
You saw what happened to Tony Romo's career the last two or three years when he came back early a couple times, collarbone.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite right, but the Cowboys had chances and it doesn't work out well. Jeff in Minneapolis, you're on with Star and Mackey, Vikings Vet Line, powered by Red Cow, Red Rabbit.
Hey, guys. Boy, I hate to admit this because I'm always Vikings first. Those are the I'm not one of these fans who takes just as much joy from the Packers losing as the Vikings winning. But today I was absolutely more glued to that game, the Packers game, than the Vikings game, just because the thought of the Packers somehow making a run and winning a Super Bowl in our stadium just it just makes me want to vomit. So this overall great day for us. Vikings win, Packers lose, probably get eliminated tomorrow because the Falcons are going against the Bucks, who, like the Bengals today have nothing to play for. So hopefully we can face two bad teams at the end of the season and have a chance of securing home field advantage.
Yeah, Jeff in Minneapolis, thank you for the phone call. Todd in South Dakota, you're on Ventline.
Yeah, it's Ventline. I know you're not supposed to vent after a win, but...
No, you can do whatever you want, man. The phone line's yours, Todd.
We're worrying about Keenum taking us to the Super Bowl. I'll tell you what, when you're playing at home and you have this many penalties, that's not going to get us to the Super Bowl. They need to clean that up big time.
It seems like a lot of flags are being thrown in the NFL, period. It's just like they're overdoing it. I see a lot of flags coming out, and coaches having all kinds of trouble with the flags coming out. I mean, Sean Payton got fined huge for throwing a fit about all the flags being dropped on his team, but they have been flying lately. I mean, it's been unbelievable.
Yeah, just for context, and this is where, like last week, Carolina busted off two 60-yard plays. I don't think that's foreshadowing for what's to come in the future. I think that was a fluke. Give them credit for busting off two 60-yard plays, but their teams aren't going to do that every week against the Vikings. Agreed. Penalties in terms of average penalty yardage per game, the Vikings are mid-pack in the NFL, 55 penalty yards per game. All right. Okay, they took 100 today or whatever it was, 95 or 100. I don't think that's indicative of what's going to happen the next handful of games. They took more penalties than they usually do. Okay.
I really do think they could clean it up a little bit more, but even with, you know, Zimmer normally has a pretty clean team. It's pretty well kept, I think, in terms of the discipline that he has over his team and playing mistake-free football. I think he does a pretty good job. In fact, for most of this season, I think they were one of the teams that were least penalized. Now, it's fallen back a little bit because we decided we'd start hanging on people's face masks last week. Two of those in consecutive plays, 30 yards. But, I think that we're in pretty good shape coaching-wise. I'm telling you, the kicker, something, I'm not kidding, someone needs to get in his head and find him and help him with just his confidence and getting himself settled down so that he can kick. Because I think that's going to be the one thing that I'm going to worry about the most.
And you're a special teams guru, and so you see things and that I don't see. He made the kicks today. It's just the way that he's making them makes you a little bit nervous, right?
It looks just terrible. Every single kick, whether it's a PAT or a field goal from any distance, they all look different. Everything looks different to me. Nothing ever splits the upright. You know, they clank off the upright and in. They clank off the upright and spit it straight back. Someone needs to work with him. He's a pretty good kicker, but he's got something in his head that he's having trouble with. And I'm telling you, in the playoffs and in a big game like the Super Bowl, it's going to come down to every single extra point you can make, every field goal you can make to win that thing.
651-646-8255. Realistic Randy in Oakland. Fire away, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't know if you guys already talked about this, so I apologize in advance if I'm being a little repetitive. I was, after they shut off the Vikings game because it just wasn't competitive, I was watching a Packers game and before they lost, and then I was checking to see if the Vikings had a chance to get closer to the number one seed, rooting for the Giants, but that didn't work out. So apologize if you guys talked about this, but with the Bengals win now and the Packers next week, because I mean, I'm sure that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers would just love to stick it to the Vikings as far as being playoff spoilers. But outside of that, they're all but eliminated from playoff contention. So they're not going to have as much to play for next week as they would have if they beat Carolina. And then after that, you've got Chicago. I'm a little bit concerned because basically you're not going to have an important game where everybody's focused. Not to say that no one's focused, but a real competitive game for a month, essentially, until the playoffs start. So it was a good win. I just wish that they had a competitive game. I guess that's just trying to look ahead and hope this team can make a run. But essentially, you're playing a Packers team that has nothing to play for, and then Chicago after that. I wish they had one competitive game to go into the playoffs instead of coasting and then going against a competitive team after that.
Sure. So I'll throw this back at you. I agree. I think this Bengals game is going to be different than even an eliminated Green Bay team and an eliminated Chicago team, because the Bears aren't tanking as some of these other teams are. The Bears are trying to ramp it up with their new franchise quarterback. I mean, they went out and they stuck it to the Bengals last week. So the Bears aren't in that same bin as Bengals and Browns. Now, they're not good, and they're not a playoff team, but they're going to try to beat you in Week 17. And the Packers, even if they start Brett Hundley next week, it's a road game. They're going to try and beat you because you're the Vikings. They can derail your home field advantage. So at least, unlike this Cincinnati game, where not only were they not good, but they weren't even really trying to beat you. They were punting on fourth down and waving the white flag.
They were checked out.
At least you're going to face a couple teams, Randy, that are going to attempt to beat you, and you have to play well. It's division games. You're going to have to play well if you want those W's.
That's true, but I guess my only concern with that, if they were going into the wild card weekend of the playoffs, I'd get that. But essentially, assuming all things work out, you're going to finish with at least the number two seed. You have a chance to finish with the number one seed as well. So by the time you get back to playing, and yes, I agree, the Packers, they'll play, they'll try to beat you. The Bears, they'll try to beat you as well. But as far as the quality of opponent that you're going to be looking at, you're going to basically come off a first-round bye if everything works out. So you're facing the better teams in the playoffs instead of just the first-round wild-card teams where, you know, anyone can make it in as a wild-card. So that's the thing that I'm concerned about, because you'll be going at finishing your season up against, Mitchell Trubisky, whatever it is he wants to go by. And, yeah, they'll try to beat you, but then you'll go from that to, let's say, Seattle or Carolina or somebody like that. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. I don't want to sound like I'm just complaining for no reason whatsoever. I do want to see this team win, but I think the level of competition that you're going to face for the rest of this regular season before you finally play a meaningful game in the playoffs, after the first round bye, if everything works out, that's the thing that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, do you think it's a big deal that they're basically going to go a month without getting a good team's best shot?
I think that ramping up for the playoffs started last week, if that were the case. I mean, Carolina was a competitive team, one of those teams that would give you a real test before the playoffs. And we didn't do very well. You know, you give up a big breakaway run to Stewart in the very first quarter, first drive, and you let Cam Newton get completely out and running down the field late in the game. Those are not good signs. For a good defense, for a great defense, those are not great signs. I guarantee you the 2000 Ravens weren't going to do something like that. That's for sure. So there are things to fix, and that was a test already for me. I mean, the way I'm looking at things down the road is that you're supposed to go into Carolina and give a team that is very up and down, very so-so. They barely got past the Packers today. You should have waxed them pretty good, really. Now, we shot ourselves in the foot, but good teams don't. You find a way, even though you play poorly, you find a way to win those kinds of games. So I'm like Randy. I think that was the test, though. It's already been taken. The test has been taken, but it was failed, too. It was failed. We don't have a real big test coming down the stretch. He's right. But if you don't fix those things and pay attention to the things when they do count against good teams, then you won't advance. You just won't advance in the playoffs.
Sure. I think there is something to be said for, even though you're not going to face the Saints again or the Rams down the stretch, or, I mean, the Packers are probably going to be eliminated if the Falcons win tomorrow night. They will be. But go beat the brakes off the teams that are on your schedule. And they started that test.
That happened
today. And they passed it.
I don't know if it was because they were mad about what happened last week, but that was a failed test for me last week. If you're really talking Super Bowl and you're talking great teams, Carolina can be a decent team at times. But we didn't play well, and that's why they won that game.
Yeah. Jeff in Texas, you're on Ventline.
Yeah, so a couple of questions. I know there was a Dallas kicker that had to fill in, and when he got dropped, when Dallas's regular kick, I should know the names, but I can't figure too many.
Dan knows, Bailey but. And
Zendejo. I mean, Zendejas. Louis Zendejas. I was just horsing around. I messed
Isn't
the name
that
the
up. From
I'm
sorry. The Oilers, my bad. The Oilers like 30 years ago?
45 years ago. The Zendejas brothers.
Yeah, but so whoever they filled in and then they cut him when the regular guy came back, when Bailey came back, yeah. I thought the Vikings might go pick him up, but they didn't. But then I thought Diggs played better today, that he didn't.
He did.
Falling to the ground. I thought that was a good sign. But what the worst thing that's depressing is that I just realized that it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with the T-shirt I wear or what TV I watch it on or who I watch it with. It has nothing to do with me.
Oh, so you mean that?
That's a little depressing.
Your superstitions?
Yes. Yes.
What are you what are you trying on a weekly basis?
Not just, well, I have the same white T-shirt. I have the same polo shirt that I wear to work on Fridays. I have Viking socks for when they're away and Viking socks for when they're home. And I tested it today, and it didn't matter. In fact, they blew it away. So maybe now, I don't know. I'm just so confused. I probably need therapy. Anyway.
I'd say you for sure need therapy, Jeff, but that's okay.
Yeah, you're not all there. You really aren't. I feel bad for you. No, you know, it's the kind of Viking fans we got to have. We have to have those kinds of people that do everything, just that are all-in fans. And it's kind of cool that he does that.
I think you should wash your socks.
It'll wash them.
At least once every other wear. maybe after every wear, but if not, after every other wear.
At least wash them. But I think it's kind of cool. Superstitions go way deeper than just the fans. Trust me. A lot of players, a lot of coaches, head coaches have some things that they get hung up on that they got to do every time.
I mean, you haven't showered since the 98 game, right?
I haven't.
You vowed, I'm not showering until this franchise wins a Super Bowl.
And I've lived by that for almost 20 years. Damn near 20 years. And I smell bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I can vouch for that.
I'm sort of fallen lower than that. I've started wetting myself now, too.
Wow. Well,
because it doesn't matter.
That's what that other smell is. Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I was going to ask. I don't want to hurt your feelings too bad.
I'm sorry about this. Hmm. It's coming out now.
What is the most important thing you learned about the Vikings after today's blowout victory?
You know what? We did what we were supposed to do. You know, when you're supposed to put the throttle down and put the heel of your boot on the opponent's throat and choke them out, you're supposed to do that. And you're supposed to play mistake-free football. Now, there's some penalties. I'm not saying that. But no turnovers. And beat the hell out of the team in front of you. Next week, we got a rivalry. It's at their place. You should go in there and beat their pants off. I don't care if it's Lambeau. I don't care. It doesn't matter. If you're a good team, you go straight through them. So we should run the table if we want to really talk Super Bowl and advancing through the playoffs against some really good teams that are going to be in there. But I did learn that we do have what it takes to punish a team that needs to be outed and put back on an airplane and sent back home like they should have never come to town and played us. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and I would say I learned the same thing, that they're able to bounce back and get some of the things right and just do what you're supposed to do against a bad team. I also learned that the red flags that have popped up, whether it was the big plays from Carolina or the penalties today, those aren't indicative of future performance. In fact, I pulled this up too. Average penalties taken per game. Vikings, fourth fewest in the NFL this year until today. Only the Panthers, Giants, and Ravens have taken, on average, per game, fewer penalties. So that's just not a thing.
That's like what I heard a couple weeks ago. I thought we were doing pretty good.
It was a one-game blip. It's not really a thing.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
Vikings sitting at 11-3 going into the final 2 weeks of the season. Some more scoreboard watching. Seattle. I'm rooting against Seattle right now, and obviously the Packers. If you can get Rodgers and Russell Wilson out of the playoff bracket, that's good for the Vikings.
Rams are up 13-0 on them.
So there you go.
There you go. Boom.
He's the superstar. Thanks to Jonathan for handling some phone calls and running the board. I'm Phil Mackey. Ventline on demand, 1500ESPN.com and iTunes. And Mackey and Judd 9-1 tomorrow, including the superstar at noon, for a lot more Vikings discussion.
Second and goal. Murray. He's in. Latavius Murray. Touchdown, Vikings. Shotgun for Keenum. Keenum throws. End zone. It's caught by Diggs. Touchdown, Vikings. Dalton sets and throws. Intercepted. Picked off by Kendricks. Eric Kendricks looking for the angle. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. Dalton on first down. He throws. Juggled and intercepted by Newman. The former Bengal comes up with the pick.
Skol Vikings, let's win this game. Skol Vikings, honor your name. Go get that first down, let's go.